This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Tuesday Ag Weather Impacts. Well, we had a little bit of rain overnight, but high pressure will bring a drier weather pattern to the Columbia Basin today through Thursday. Look for temperatures to be near normal by Wednesday and then well above normal for Thursday with temperatures in the 70s, likely the warmest so far this year. You can plan on a cold front to bring scattered showers on Friday and knock temperatures back closer to normal for the weekend. Rainfall amounts on Friday should be mainly a tenth of an inch or less, except up to a quarter inch near the Cascades and Blue Mountains. Another ridge of high pressure will bring dry weather again for Saturday through Monday. So field work and spring planting should continue to make good progress these next 7 days. Now, generally, light breezes will allow spraying today into Thursday, but Friday will pose a wash-off risk and stronger breezes. Lighter winds are expected to return this weekend. Soil temperatures at the 2-inch depth are holding in the mid-40s to around 50, but should warm into the low to mid-50s the next few days and continue into early next week. These temperatures are favorable for pastures, alfalfa, and winter wheat to develop, and for spring wheat, barley, and potatoes to germinate. The outlook into the end of April shows an active weather pattern with near to above normal rainfall. Temperatures are expected to average near normal, but with wide day-to-day variations due to the active weather pattern. For AgInfo.net, this is meteorologist Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.